My name is Jonathan Vasquez, and I am interviewing Alfonso Vasquez Jr. Now, Alfonso Vasquez Jr., is it all right if I interview you?
Yes.
Okay. So, my first question is, what was the happiest moment of your life?
One of the happiest moments in my life was... I think it was last year in the summer, or not in the summer, but around the time school started. I started college and I got my first job. So it was kind of like I started a new chapter in my life, and I felt really proud of myself, and it just felt good to have responsibilities.
So you saw new doors open for you during that time?
Yeah, exactly.
And what would be... saddest moment of your life?
Saddest moment in my life? I like animals, so I think one of the saddest moments in my life was when my dog had puppies, and one of them didn't survive when they were born, so that was pretty sad. I still think about it to this day. So,
thank you for sharing that moment. It must be hard to think back on it.
Yeah, it was pretty hard because I still had to go to school that day and I couldn't stop thinking about it.
Thank you. My second question is, who's the most important person in your life?
Well, I don't think I can name just one person, but two, which is my mom and dad.
Can you tell me more about them?
I think they're important because they always support me in all my decisions, and they've always helped encourage me to do bigger and better things, which I think I have only improved on myself, improved on my personal life, and I know they'll always be there for me, so there's someone that I can always count on.
Do you try to help them back in any way?
Yeah, any little things I can do. But I know it's never going to be enough, but I know that maybe one day if I could just come close to repaying them, it'd feel nice.
That's a very thoughtful response. Who has been the greatest influence on your life?
Again, I don't think I could just name one person, but... Again, I can't think of just one person, but two people, my parents, because, what was the question?
Who has been the greatest influence on your life?
Okay, I'm going to start from here, and then you try to edit that out.
Okay.
So, the two, I can't name just one person, but two people, my parents, they have been the biggest influence on my life because they've shown me that hard work pays off, and just to never give up, and even when you're feeling down, you should always get back up because there's a light at the end of the tunnel. So they really showed me that growing up, and I appreciate those lessons.
The next question is, what was the important event you lived through?
Well, I wouldn't call it important, but it was a big deal. In 2016, when Donald Trump won the presidential election, it was very controversial, and it was a big upset because he beat Hillary Clinton. To this day, people still talk about it, and people express their hate and their disliking of him, which I can understand. I myself do not always agree with what he has to say, but yeah, it was a big moment and we can't just ignore it.
Oh, my next question is, what are the most important lessons you've learned in life?
The most important lessons? I think Meeting new people, making new friendships, new relationships. I think that definitely helps you in life. The more people you meet, the more opportunities and chances you can make with that. I feel like you also need relationships in life, whether it be friends or family or love relationships. You always need those. So, yeah, that's how I feel. That's my opinion.
What is your earliest memory?
My earliest memory? I think I can go as far back as preschool. I learned how to snap in class one day. Yeah. I think that's pretty far back. I still remember preschool a lot.
Do you often think of the past a lot?
No. I'm not one to always think about the past. More the future.
When in your life have you felt... How has your life been different than what you imagined?
Well, growing up, being an adult now, you realize that you do have to take on responsibilities and you should start early on and not late, because you need to start thinking about the life in the future when you don't have your parents to rely on or siblings. You need to think about what you're going to make of yourself, who you're going to become. And I think that's a really big deal that young people should know, because I wouldn't say that it caught me by surprise, but I didn't expect everything to turn out this way. Not that things are bad, but I've definitely learned some things on the way from transitioning from teenager to adult.
Is there any way or any message you'd like to, like, or guidance that you would give younger people to help them?
Younger people? I think just advice. Pause it. Advice I'd give to young people, given my own experiences, don't procrastinate, not just with homework, but with work. College, you're gonna definitely want to procrastinate a lot, since you're gonna have a lot of time on your hands, but just learn to use that time wisely. I guess I can throw in time management in there too, if you don't already know how to manage your time well, but I feel like that's a little bit easier than procrastinating. So I think that's my best advice. Just don't procrastinate. Try to schedule things out to get it done in a timely manner.
What is one of the biggest issues with today's youth?
I think one of the biggest issues with today's youth is that we sort of have a selfish attitude about everything. We kind of care about ourselves only, and we don't really like to help others. You see a lot of times on the internet, maybe someone's getting hurt, or they're in trouble, and most of the time people's first instinct is to pull out their phone and start recording. I get some people, they don't want to get involved with the whole situation, but I feel like every now and then we can lend a helping hand to someone. It doesn't even have to be a family member or friend, but it could just be a stranger. But yeah, I think we're just looking out for ourselves more than people have in the past. Another one is, I mean, I'm guilty of it too, but we're very centered around technology, and we like to use technology a lot.
Yeah, I've noticed that too.
And Yeah, it helps out a lot with companies or we need it in life because it makes things easier. But every now and then we could put down the phone and just do something else other than be on the phone, computer. Just ask yourself, when was the last time you went a day without using your phone? Most people would couldn't say that they've gone more than a day.
Yeah. That is one thing I've noticed, too, with today's society. Because I remember growing up, all we used to do was play outside, and occasionally one kid would have a flip phone, and that would be, like, a big surprise.
Yeah, one of those texting phones?
Yeah, like a pager or something, when they were back hot.
That's older.
Yeah, but I'm just saying, man, like, times have changed, basically. Like, before, you know, like, pagers were hot.
Yeah.
And then through our generation, it's a flip phone, and today, it's becoming more common for people to, like, get used to technology in a faster way than we did.
Yeah, I know a lot of people, today, I think kids are getting phones, like, in elementary school now, maybe, like, third grade, maybe even younger than that. I didn't have my first phone until 7th grade, which is, I think, what a lot of people would say late, but I think I turned out fine. But, I mean, I also get why people get young kids' phones, but, you know, it doesn't have to be an iPhone. It can be something simple.
Yeah. Since we're on the topic of, like, newer generations and how they're being accustomed to things in a quicker manner, how do you believe, like, kids are, like, exposed to media today? Like, how is it affecting them?
I mean, it's easier for kids to get access to the media. I mean, social media, Twitter, Instagram, Snapchat, YouTube. You know, you definitely see a lot of things, especially when parents aren't filtering what their kids see. They can see almost anything. It can be controversial. It can be, I don't know, bad. So I feel that's easy for them. And I mean, at the same time, I feel like we're getting the wrong, wrong news or the wrong information. Like, we're mostly following celebrities and keeping up with that sort of news instead of world news, global news. I'm not saying everyone's like that, but I mean, I would agree that most of the people using the Twitter, Snapchat, Instagram, all that are just focused on looking at what their friends are posting or celebrities instead of actually informing and educating themselves on real life matters. Because a lot of stuff definitely goes unseen, and I think we need to stay informed and aware of when something bad happens, because maybe the people trying to fight something bad, such as, I don't know, let's say Donald Trump denying visas. I think maybe people could use support for that, and we're not supporting people that are trying to help out a good cause. So that's my take on that.
Yeah. Well, we used up a lot of time right now, but I'd like to leave off with one question, and that would be, how would you like to be remembered? How would you, like, your grandchildren, like, your family line in general, how would you like people to remember you?
I would like my family and friends to remember me as a hard worker and someone that turned out successful, with making by making my own opportunities and I don't know, being just hungry for opportunities. And but one thing I don't want is for me to, I want to be successful and I want to, you know, be wealthy, but I don't want my kids to, or even grandchildren, to have it easy. I still want them to work hard. Say I become a billionaire, I don't want them to think that they could just have a free ride through life. I still want them to work hard. I still want them to graduate college. So that's just a lesson I want to get out there and teach them. Because with today's... well, I mean, even though we're not talking about it or past it, but what happened with UCLA or other prestigious schools where kids were getting a free ride from inside. So kids at UCLA were getting easy access to schools because of people working there. So they got,
that's it. Yeah, so like, yeah, I understand that. Like, you have people working hard and working day and night to be able to be accepted to such prestigious schools and to learn that people got basically an easier way or a different route that was
they got in easier. There with no hard work.
Yeah.
Because their families were wealthy.
Yeah, I understand that. Yeah, coming from, well, since both of us, we're both come from like a low income family and we learn how to like become like, we learn how to create opportunities and keep working hard, like how I kept on asking friends about like jobs, and it turned out my friend, he's a good friend with me till this day, he offered me a job with his cousin, and till this day I still work with him because I know how difficult it would be for my parents to keep supporting me if I just kept on asking for money in ways, and I know that it would be easier if I just learned to to learn the ropes of financing earlier in life than later.
Yeah, it's pretty impressive because not a lot of high school kids have jobs. I know when I was in high school, I didn't. A lot of my friends didn't have jobs either, so it's pretty impressive. It's better to get, you know, your resume started early. Fill it out as early as possible, because that does help a lot. Not only with jobs, but it can also be, you know, volunteer work.
Anything. Yeah. Any way to get out. Yeah. Get out of your comfort zone.
Yeah.
All right. I'd like to thank you for doing this interview.